John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. A whole bunch of Led Zeppelin there, ending with Livin' Lovin' Made. The John DiBella Show. The keyword this morning is style. You still got some time to get that into us, but it's time for us to get to our guest this morning. There is a new book out called Jimmy Page, the definitive biography. It's available through Amazon and bookstores everywhere, and the man who wrote that book is Chris Salovich, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Fantastic. And you?
I am doing really, really well. So, how definitive? Look, I'm old. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw Led Zeppelin, I saw them in a bar here in America.
Brilliant.
So what are you finding out that so many of us who are Jimmy fans don't even know?
What I like to do when I'm writing a book, and I've written quite a few.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I'm always interested in the detail. I think when you've got the detail, then you build the picture. Well, for example, one of the things I like most in the book is the story I uncovered when the Led Zeppelin II was like the number one album all over the world. Jimmy Page would be called in from his home, his country home, 38 miles out of London, for an office meeting. How would Jimmy Page get there? He would hitchhike.
What?
He would stand by the roadside with his thumb out. And it gets even better, because Peter Grant says, you've got to get the train in. You can't do this. And he says, well, I'm not going to pay for first class. I'm going to go second class. And eventually a car, has to be sent for Jimmy Page for his meetings every time, which he refuses to pay for. The rest of the group and Peter Grant have to pay for it.
Oh, that's hysterical. That's absolutely hilarious.
He has to have this reputation as Led Wallet.
Robert has the same reputation.
Both of them. Because famously, when they were about to come on stage in Tokyo, Robert Plant comes on with a bruised lip because John Bonham punched him because even before Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant has owed him £38, which is about $50.
Right.
Which he's refused to pay. So they're both the same. They're bad at each other.
What was this? Percy.
Yes,
Percy. Which comes from Perth, which you keep your money.
When I first saw his first book that he put out, the picture book that he put out, there were all of these shots of him in his pre-Led Zeppelin days as a studio musician.
Yeah.
And obviously it's something you had to cover. Any surprises you found in there?
When you see all the artists who Jimmy Page played with, I mean, he was on amazing records. He was on Tom Jones' It's Not Unusual, Petula Clark's Downtown, the theme from the James Bond film, Goldfinger. I mean, there's zillions more. But you see the diversity of it, and you realize what he was doing was he was learning his technique. After the session, most of the players would just disappear. Jimmy would come in, he wanted to hear it, he wanted to see how it's going to be mixed, and would often say, I don't quite like that bit, I'd like to do it again. And so when Led Zeppelin finally emerges, he knows all the elements of it. But even down to how he should look to be that. I mean, I think he's the most classic sort of English rock star ever.
The story started on him early, and then there was the whole Mr. Crowley period, and he's up in that house, worshipping Satan and all this stuff.
Which he only spent about 6 weeks in,
The stories just go on and on about him.
And I think the stories were very convenient in creating that myth. He's so enigmatic, Jimmy Page. It's like, the man behind the curtain. Who is that man behind the curtain? What's really going on there? That was certainly part of Led Zeppelin's mystique. I remember in the early 70s, people were actually quite frightened, A, of him, and B, of the whole Led Zeppelin circus, basically.
Now, one last thing before I let you go. Was there ever a rivalry, or is it a fun friendship between him and Jeff Beck? Because the two of them are two of the greatest guitarists who have ever lived.
They were very good friends when they were younger, and then I think Beck felt that Led Zeppelin was essentially based on what the Jeff Beck group with Rod Stewart had been, and was kind of disturbed by this. But you could say the same thing about the Jeff Beck group was based on the lineup of The Who, which is the same deal, really.
Right.
I'm not sure. I think they are friends. I know that they're friends, but I think there was a tricky moment you know, for a couple of years about that.
Well, if you want answers to Jimmy Page, if you've had questions, this is the book to get. Jimmy Page, a definitive biography, is available on Amazon and at bookstores everywhere. Chris Salovich, our guest. Chris, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, you have yourself a great day.
And you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.